In the context of these criticisms, a sort of counter-movement developed in the 1980s that came to be known as post-processual archaeology. The use of the term post implies that this came after processual archaeology, but in reality, the two schools of thought overlapped considerably, and there were heated debates between them through the 1980s and continuing through much of the 1990s. Post and post-processual more accurately reflects the growing influence of postmodern philosophy. What is postmodernism? Many things, but one of the fundamental elements is the questioning of the objectivity of scientific inquiry. Postmodernists say that science always takes place in a social context. Our research questions, even our data, are conditioned by our own beliefs, values, and judgments. Many post-processualists take this a step further and say that archaeology is always, and even should be, political. Some see archaeology as a way to change public consciousness about social issues like the treatment of minorities or income disparities or the like. A big influence in this time was the growing concern of Native Americans over the treatment of their ancestors. It became increasingly clear that archaeologists in the United States could no longer excavate Native American burials without their consent, especially with the passage of a law known as NAGPRA in 1990. Similar issues played out in other countries where Native peoples had been marginalized, such as in Australia. This forced archaeologists to confront the notion that science does not take place in a political vacuum.